from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the state is offering another round of funding for expanding or creating full-day preschool programs in New Jersey.
From now through mid-August, districts can apply for a share of $20 million to expand or create a high-quality preschool program in the upcoming school year. High-quality preschool entails full-day for 3- and 4-year-olds with a certified teacher, an aide, and a curriculum aligned with state preschool teaching and learning standards. Since 2018, another 211 school districts have begun to offer such full-day pre-K. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Saying the consequences are too late for people who break into the home, New Jersey lawmakers are moving ahead with a proposal that creates new offenses, residential burglary and home invasion burglary.
Both of these residential burglary definitions would carry with it a higher degree of offense, and as a result, there would be a presumption of incarceration.
State Senator Anthony Bucco says juveniles are included in this proposal. To national news, Boeing will plead guilty to criminal fraud over two fatal 737 MAX airplane crashes, one in 2018 and one in 2019. The Justice Department says the aircraft maker violated a 2021 settlement that protected the company from prosecution. Boeing also agreed to pay a $243 million fine. An independent compliance monitor will oversee the company for 3 years. The company will also have to invest more than $450 million for safety and compliance programs. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Just how hot this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Hurricane Beryl made landfall this morning just south of Houston and Galveston, Texas. And now we have to watch where that rich tropical moisture and energy goes next. Current forecast has passing over the Great Lakes around Thursday of this week, well northwestern New Jersey, but it will come close enough to enhance our rain chances on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It's been a hot and humid day. It's going to be a sticky summer night here. Partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the lower to mid-70s. Tomorrow, still hot, lower 90s, mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated late-day thunderstorm. A few thunderstorms in the neighborhood on Wednesday. It'll be partly sunny and breezy with highs back to around 90. A few pockets of scattered rain expected on Thursday with lots of clouds. Highs on Thursday scale back to the mid-80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
89 in Elizabeth, Lakewood has 86 degrees, Sea Isle City 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Window Nation. Beat the heat in your home with a buy two, get two free offer on insulated, energy-efficient windows, plus zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an in-home estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.